Yep.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I was just thinking about you.
You know, I sensed the intuition, and that's why I called.
Yeah, that's very nice to hear your lovely voice again.
What are you up to? How have you been?
It's been very dead, and I'm actually, my freaking steamer went on the fritz. I just ordered a new solenoid. I was having a bitch trying to get it. And then I just called Guestline, and they got one in stock, so they're coming here tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That's very
good. Yes, it is. But I use that freaking machine every freaking day, you know?
Yeah, you do. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't happy about that. One company says it'll be 3 weeks before we get the part. I'm like, yeah, okay.
3 freaking weeks? Holy shit.
Well, Seamaster sold out to Delta Faucet, so they no longer own Seamaster. So if you get a Seamaster, you're getting it through Delta Faucets. However, Guestline has, the unit I have, they're selling it for $2,500. And I went on and they showed parts, and they had two of the solenoids left, so I bought them. I was like, and it'll be here tomorrow morning. So right now the steamer's on as we speak, and I'll be able to rig, you know, get it fixed for tomorrow so I can use it. What do you think about that?
Crazy. Fun
Hello?
Time. What a time for it to go, right?
I know. Well, it's been acting up, but I was, you know, tapping it. It was working. So I called Seamaster today, and I was telling him, and the guy goes, sounds like you got a clog. I said, no. I said, just that. And I told him what I did. He says, take a screwdriver and put it up there. He says, there's actually a magnet in there, and he says, it should draw the screwdriver a little bit to it. I said, they ain't doing nothing. He goes, yeah, the magnet's gone in the solenoid. You need a new solenoid. He said, no kidding, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so I got lucky, though. They had one, which makes me very happy.
Yeah.
So that's my, yeah, it's a home freaking run.
I don't think I've talked to you since Thanksgiving, have I? Did you tell me?
That is correct.
Did you go over to your buddies, or what did you end up doing?
That is correct. Yes, I went over to a friend's for dinner. Yes, it was. I got into a food coma. And it was a great time. Always is. Always with them. And you know, it all worked out the right way. I mean, they're great people. They're already inviting me over for Christmas and New Year's, and I'm like, no. You know, they said, oh, no, you're gonna come over. I said, well, we'll see. You know.
Yeah.
I just set a 3.5-carat lab for a store. Imagine that. He calls me up and he says, the platinum head we got cost more than the stone cost. I started laughing.
Of course it did. Jesus.
But
yes.
I had to modify the setting so I could make it work for their, because they wanted to do something different to the thing, which I did. I was able to pull off. But it does look really nice. It's a monster.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. These lab diamonds are killing the natural diamond market, as you well know.
No, I actually sold a 2-carat natural and a 170 natural today.
Oh, awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had, what was it? Somebody sold a 5-carat emerald yesterday for $100,000.
Nice. Jesus, yeah. God bless you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, the lab, where are we going with it? Carat and a half lab is, like, $400, you know.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Very.
Yeah, they're next to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, we can't keep lab jewelry in stock. Like, we get so many requests for lab jewelry and freaking yellow gold, too, on top of it.
Yeah, everybody's going nuts. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the trend. I mean, everybody's buying this shit, you know, and you tell them that it ain't going to hold its value, and they don't give a rat's ass. They buy it anyways.
Yeah. I mean, the jewelry part I can kind of understand because you have the money and the gold, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but that's getting out price, too. You know? Fucking, the gold is $4,200 an ounce.
Oh, it
one of my stores... Yeah, one of the owners of the store came in yesterday. They dropped off work. And he said after January, as soon as Christmas is over, he's pulling he's got necklaces in the cases right now, curb-linked necklaces and stuff that right now the retail price on them is like $35,000. He goes, no one's going to buy that.
Holy shit.
He says, I'm pulling all this shit and scrapping it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, I don't blame you, you know?
No, I don't blame him either.
Blame you at all. One thing after another. This is a bizarre Christmas, Mr. I can honestly tell you. Here it is. It's 20 days before Christmas, and it's I'm quiet. You know what I mean?
So that means it's going to, like, explode the last, like, week for you or so.
That's what I'm figuring, but, you know, I said right now I like to be busy all the time, and it's really weird. You know?
Even with the other stores, you're not too terrible. Well, I mean, they probably have rush jobs, right?
No, I ain't seen nothing coming as a rush job. I did find out one little thing. One of my stores, they got a new guy working in the store, and I haven't seen a lot of work coming out of it, because that's what they usually do to me anyway. They only give me the tough jobs. And I got work for them, and I'm not calling them. I'm waiting for them to call me to say, hey, I got those jobs done. I've had them for a week now. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to call them and say, hey, I got your work. I'm waiting for them to say, hey, I got to come down and pick up that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say to them, hey. And I'm going to say, Jesus. He says, oh, yeah, he's going to, yeah, we're really quiet. I'm going to say, well, that's interesting. I said, I had somebody walk through the mall the other day that's a friend of mine, and they saw somebody in your store sitting there fixing jewelry. They thought it was me. And I'll see what he's got to say about that, you know what I mean?
Why, you can see, like, they have their bench guy, like, in a room behind, like, glass or whatever?
Well, they got the dummy sitting right out front.
Oh, my God, that guy, that's, like, the worst thing possible.
After them, they want to show everybody they do things on the premises, but whenever this guy fudges something up or does something messed up, it comes to me, and I'll see, and I'm always told the same thing. Oh, they brought it in since, like, they went someplace else. I'm like, yeah, bullshit, you know?
Ridiculous.
I just did a couple jobs. I did three jobs for them. And one was, bezel set a stone into it, which they gave me the wrong stone. They had to get me another stone. And I did the job. But what I had to do is I had to pull on another stone, so I reused an old ring, which I don't like to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the kind of shit I get, that's what I like doing, but like I say, give me some of the gravy work. I like gravy work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they're giving you all the hard shit.
Always get all the hard shit.
Because you're good at your job, that's why.
Yeah, well, the difference, too, is if I charge by the job, and they want to pay you by the hour, you know? If I told them I'd work for $50 an hour, they'd load me up with all kinds of shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the God's honest truth. But, you know, I guess it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm leaps and bounds above your average, you know, the average bench jeweler. I am not an average bench jeweler. And so the thing is when it comes into me, you know, you get back, what you're supposed to always get back when you get a piece of jewelry, but especially when it's broken, you're just supposed to get a piece to look like it was never broken, right? And that's what I do. I mean, one of my stores, I came in one of those, you know, hollow ropes, and the guy says, he looked at the store, and he said, well, yeah, we can fix it. And somebody had messed up a spot, and it was terrible. And they looked right at the guy, says, yeah, we can do that. We can do it for you. He says, but it's going to cost this much money. And the guy goes, how much? And he goes, let me tell you something. When you get this job back, you're going to not even know where it was broken. So I did the job, charged them like I normally would, and they actually called me, and the guy walked in, and he spent half an hour trying to find out where it was fixed.
Oh, damn.
And they told him, this is why you pay for quality work. You know, and I was happy they even said that.
Yeah, well, if they would have let their other guy do it, he would have been able to see it. I remember, like, seeing some of the jobs that would come through. It's like, did you even QC this? Because you could see the seam where they cut the gold or whatever, and you could always tell, like, which jeweler did what job because you could see the seam or not.
Yep, that's true. Absolutely 100% true.
Or like or they didn't what is it? They didn't buff the when they soldered a head on to a ring, it would have like dirt. It would look like it was dirt, but it was actually like the solder or whatever.
Yep. I had a store. One of the stores I worked for, the one of the guys had the day off and he came in with his own personal item because they don't want to have the guy in the store touch it, you know. And he, you know, he tells me, he says, yeah, people come in. So we get back from the other guy that the other two guys are using. He says, and he said it's terrible. And he says, and they let it go out the door. And he says, I don't. There's no way I would let it go off. But they thought, no, send it out. Hmm. Oh well. You know, I'm not going to argue. Go with the flow, right?
That's what I say. Go with the flow. That's my story. So everything else, you had a nice time. You ate a lot of food. You put on 10 pounds, blah, 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 right?
So I had it with two of my neighbors. I was more annoyed because...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we said we're eating at this time, like it was supposed to be 2 o'clock. My one neighbor didn't have, have anything done, and I was starving,
yeah.
So I was like, I don't care, I'm eating. So I eat sides, and she did a chicken and didn't calculate the time long enough, so the chicken wasn't done until, 4 o'clock.
What size was the chicken?
I don't know, but it was pretty good size, but it was a whole chicken, and she did it in the bag and stuff, but I'm like, really, you should have started this freaking earlier, and I was so annoyed, and by the time the Dallas game came on, I was like, you don't get the Dallas game over here, I'm going back to my place and watch the Dallas game.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly that was a good game,
Yeah, very good game. And then they play again tonight. They play Detroit tonight. So.
Yeah, they're playing Detroit tonight. But I don't really give a shit who wins the game. But I was happy to see him beat Kansas City.
Oh shit!
I'm telling you.
You and the rest of America was happy to see
him. Kansas City is not the team they used to be. They're
nope.
a totally different team.
Nope.
Everybody's figured out their bullshit, and all you heard them talk about in that game was how Kansas City's never missed getting into the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm like, stop saying that shit. People don't want to hear that crap,
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear it.
But
well, that's good. I'm glad you got to watch the game. Good for you.
Yep.
It was a good game,
Yeah.
I liked it. I was happy.
Right.
The Patriots play Buffalo. Buffalo comes to New York. To Foxborough on the 14th, that's our next game. We're on a bye. Hopefully all our good guys are rested and they can play really good. And I'd like to win that game because if we win that game, the next 3 games really don't mean shit,
Oh, good. Yeah, we have, obviously all kinds of Bills fans here. But, Bills haven't been playing for shit. The only way that they've been winning is with Josh Allen.
Well, and he got back the last game he played. He was slightly hurt, but they got him into the game because they got to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he carries it. So, anyway, all right. Go ahead.
All right.
Well, I'm sure I will talk to you. We're here till 6 every night, and I'll be here Saturday, so you'll probably hear. Are you going to be there Saturday or no?
Yeah, I got customers coming in for stuff, wedding bands and shit I got to do.
All right.
So I'm going to be here for a little while. If I get a batch of work in, I'm going to definitely be here even Sunday, but we'll see,
I'm not going to be here Sunday, so I'm not going to call you Sunday, but I'll probably call you on Saturday, okay?
All right. Very
All
good.
Right. See you, Gene.
Yeah. All right, bye-bye now.